Hello, everybody. Glad you can join me for a fresh new series here on the Digital Vibe Podcast. This is Annette, of course, your show host. And for the next couple of weeks, months, I should say, I'm going to be showcasing some of the best thought leaders out there on the internet marketing space. So this first series of episodes is going to be how to set up an online business and make money online, but you're not going to know how to do that if you don't know how to, right? So first up, I have one of my affiliate partners, and they're called Affiliarama. I don't want you to visit their website. I just want you to listen to what they have to say on the business of how to get started on the internet and what the internet is all about. So listen in to what they have to say, and I know you're going to get something out of it. Because as an expert in the field of internet marketing, I thought that I could bring this type of value to you and that you would enjoy it. Because, you know, when you have a business online, when you're an internet entrepreneur like myself, you learn so much from so many different people and so many different venues and things like that. So this was an opportunity for me to share with one of my partners who know a thing or two about internet marketing. So I wanted to showcase their work. And so you get an opportunity to hear what they have to say. And again, if you like what you hear, share your thoughts. You know, share your thoughts. You can, whatever they're teaching you there, you can ask me any questions, anything. And or you post your comments. And you have access to the website, so you can always email me. And tell me what you think of this series. So it's going to be an ongoing series for quite a bit. So every Monday, right? Each and every Monday, this is going to be a podcast of the basics of internet marketing. So for those of you who don't know squat about internet marketing, this is your opportunity to listen in and learn exactly what we do as a business. You know, when you surf on the web, all you're simply doing sometimes is you're shopping or you're buying the best deals or you're searching for information. For those of us who have businesses online, you know, who live on the web, this is where I get my livelihood. This is my community. So this course will give you insight into what I do, what I know, and what this thing is all about. Because if you currently have no idea, no knowledge of the internet whatsoever, if you don't know how people make money online, this is a perfect opportunity to get your feet wet, to get started. So these thought leaders are people who really know what they're talking about, you know, and I don't mind having sharing my seat at the table and sharing this podcast platform with people who do know a thing or two. And they know a thing or two about internet business. And so Affiliarama, you're going to be hearing a lot of different people who are going to be sharing with you a lot of different things, a lot of different insights. So it's going to be an ongoing series, an ongoing course, if you may, an ongoing show, as I like to put it. So always on Mondays, mark your calendar, always on Mondays. And I want you to enjoy this podcast and I want you to get something out of it. And when you subscribe and you listen, I want you to share your thoughts by visiting my website. You know what to do at www.thedigitalvibe.com. Contact me. Share your thoughts. And you know what I'm going to do? I might just air it on national podcast. International podcast. So please listen in to Affiliarama. Enjoy what you hear and what you listen to. And again, here is Affiliarama.
Affiliate marketing can be quite subtle. Most people using the internet are unaware that affiliate marketing exists, yet it's the reason behind a lot of the content on the internet. Therefore, one of the first things you should learn when getting started as an affiliate is how to identify affiliate sites. Once you start to spot affiliates, you'll realize exactly how persuasive affiliate marketing is, and it might just give you ideas for your own affiliate business. One of the places where affiliates are most obvious is in the paid advertisements on search engines like Bing or Google. These affiliates will be promoting their websites through these advertisements, paying for each person who clicks on their ad. The idea of this sort of marketing is that the money they earn in affiliate commissions is enough to pay for these advertisements, with a bit left over. However, because they have to pay for you to visit their site, you'll often find that they're a little more to the point than affiliates who don't have to pay for their traffic. Let's take an example from a Google search on the phrase learn guitar. Look at the search results in Google. The ads along the right-hand side of the page are clearly marked ads, otherwise known as paid advertisements. Depending on what you search for, you might see ads in this list that have been placed by merchants themselves rather than affiliates. However, in this particular example, it would appear that most of these ads have been placed by affiliates. Telltale signs that an ad has been placed by an affiliate include any mention of reviews. There's always the favorite affiliate catchphrase, "Don't buy anything until you've read these reviews." These are very obvious affiliate ads. Another favorite affiliate hook is the mention of a scam. For example, guitar lesson scams. I mean, nobody likes to be scammed and everyone loves a scandal. So a lot of advertisements use this scam hook to get people clicking. Let's take a look at this ad in action. To take your own look, you could go to smartguyreviews.com/guitar.html. This site appears to be a review site built to target more than just the guitar lessons affiliate market. However, let's take a look at just the guitar lessons page. At the top of the page, they have a summary of the reviews, where they've given a number of affiliates' products ratings out of 5 stars, with a couple of brief points. If the visitor clicks on this link, they'll be taken to the merchant site through the affiliate's affiliate link. These brief reviews at the top are a good way to grab people who are just looking for products to research and don't want to spend time reading reviews. If you look a little further down the page, you'll see the full reviews of the products, for example, Learn and Master Guitar. All of the links on this page are affiliate links. An affiliate link is a link that generally places a cookie in the visitor's browser to say to merchants, this visitor, X, came from affiliate Y's link. This helps the website track affiliate sales and means that if the visitor comes back to buy at a later date, the affiliate will still earn a commission. Affiliate links don't harm the visitor in any way. The visitor doesn't end up paying any more for the product than if they bought directly from the merchant. In fact, the affiliate actually helps the visitor to find a product they were looking for. Now let's have a look at an example of affiliates showing up in natural search results. Not all affiliates choose to promote their website through paid advertisements. A lot of affiliates rely on traffic that comes from normal search results in the search engines. We call these search results organic search results or natural search listings. You'll hear people talking about SERPs, which is short for search engine results pages. For those of you who are new to these terms, the difference between natural search results and paid search results. With the natural search results, your listing is free, but you have a lot less control over how and where your website appears. The natural search listings are the sites that the search engines deem to be the most relevant to the particular search term, ranked in order of relevance. The problem for webmasters is that we never really know what search engines are thinking. All we can do is guess and try and make our websites look as relevant as possible. This gives rise to a whole area of internet marketing called search engine optimization, which we cover in other parts of Affiliarama. But for now, let's just take a look at affiliate sites that seem to be doing well in the SERPs for the term dog obedience. It can be a little more difficult to spot affiliates in the natural search results because they tend to be a little more subtle than the paid search results. We've got a few here which look like they could either be affiliates or merchants selling their own lessons. For example, let's have a look at barkbusters.ca. It's a merchant site, but sites like dogobedienceadvice.com or dogobediencetrainingreview.com could be either merchant or affiliate sites. Reviews, free advice, and learn the best way are all tried and true methods affiliates employ to gain traffic. So let's have a look at the site offering free obedience training advice, which is dogobedienceadvice.com. If you take a look at the front page for this site, you can see that it seems to follow a fairly similar formula to the last website we looked at. Up front, they have a review of their top dog training guide. And further down the page, we find more reviews to other top-ranked products. All links to these guides will be affiliate links. Since this is an SEO site, there must be more content here. You can see that on the left panel, there is a list of articles about dog training, how to deal with jumping dogs, stopping chewing, digging, and so on. If you click on dealing with a whining dog, you're taken to a page with a lesson on stopping your dog from whining, and here go those recommended products again. Let's take a look at one more affiliate site from the natural search listings. I'll do a search for pet training in Google. If you follow through to the first listed item, you can see down the right-hand side that they're promoting a number of pet training ebooks. You can tell that they're likely to be affiliate products because if you were to click on them, you'll be taken to a completely different site. If you hover over the links, you'll sometimes, in your status bar, see, that's at the bottom of your browser, that the link looks a little convoluted with hop.clickbank.net in it. That means that the product comes from Clickbank, which is an affiliate network. You can also see some ads on the side that look like affiliate products too. This site doesn't seem to offer any reviews. They simply have a recommended column with some ads. Okay, let's have a look at the summary. In this lesson, you've learned how some affiliates are making money in a few different markets, deriving traffic from paid search listings and from natural search listings. A few things you can use to spot obvious affiliate sites are, well, sites comparing and reviewing products are often affiliate sites. Sites promoting products or services they did not create are often affiliates. Catchphrases like reviews, ratings, learn the truth, scams, for example, often indicate affiliate sites. So using this information, you can now hopefully quickly and easily identify some other affiliate sites out there on the internet, which can be great for giving you your own tips and tricks for building your own affiliate business. That's all we've got time for, and we'll see you again for the next video lesson soon.
Now that you've listened to the experts at Affiliarama, what do you think? Do you like it? Do they have a lot of good stuff to say? I told you you'd like it. But this is what I want you to do. Share. You remember? Now that you've listened to this episode, now that you've subscribed to the podcast, I want you to share your thoughts on any of the episodes. So you know what to do. Contact me. And like I said, I just might share your thoughts on the air. So don't be surprised. And if you have any questions, any concerns, anything that you want to know, I have something special that says, ask Annette. I might just know. But to purchase the products from Affiliarama, you can visit the website at www.thedigitalvibe.com. And you can purchase all of their products that they have available for you. And like I said, they are one of the experts in the internet field who do know their business on internet marketing, specifically affiliate marketing. They're pretty good at that. So you can purchase their products right there on my website and listen to every episode. And I hope you like it. And again, as always, thank you for listening.